EPC, particularly around, I believe, agriculture and tourism and our touch on levees, which is increasing the resilience of the Delta to the effects of natural disaster. I think that's something that we need to work more effectively at is defining our roles and how we will coordinate in the future. I think it's, there is a danger of having two state agencies out there working on similar things that do overlap. And if we don't have seamless coordination, I think we run the risk of eroding our credibility in the Delta. So I think there's some work that needs to happen there, but I also think that there's a natural fit. I think we can largely be an implementation and convener. They play an appellate role for land use. I think there's a path forward that mm-hmm. should be comfortable for all of us.
Because we know what the Delta sustainability, economic and environmental sustainability has to work right. together in it, and it can and should, especially in that magnificent place.
And as you mentioned, there is overlap. Two of my board members actually sit on the DPC. I thought I had yeah. one more point, but it escaped me.
Will you be is the Conservancy potentially the lead agency for any ecosystem restoration that goes on in the Delta? Or how?
We are described in the legislation as a lead agency. In our view, there will be at least four. There will be Department of Water Resources, Department of Fish and Game, ourselves, and then the JPA formed by the state and federal water contractors. We play a slightly different role in that the legislation requires that the restoration we do has to take into account the local knowledge. And by the criteria that we will develop, we will try to ensure that we address all surrounding impacts, and we're taking that local information and how we can most effectively do the restoration. And we will also try to layer in as much economic benefit as we can. Now, how that fits into the targets that come out of the planning efforts like BDCP, it remains to be seen. I think we can be a model for how to effectively do restoration in the Delta. I think we can be a convener of trying to integrate all of the restoration that happens with local input. That's obviously key to our efforts. Is that helpful?
Yes. Yeah, that's helpful. And I guess my last question, Mr. Machado is a former state senator. You can have the last word on that if you wanted to respond to that as well. I've sort of walked through that world in a different sense with the Santa Monica Mountains Conservancy overlapping a lot of local government jurisdictions throughout the Santa Monica Mountains and the existing area. And it's sometimes an interesting discussion and balancing act on so many levels. So I wanted to see how that was going as new entities are created. Senator Machado, you have the last word, and we're closing it down.
I think you've hit on something that is an issue, and I think needs to be dealt with. Unfortunately, it did say A in the legislation. Another example of, great drafting. Probably should have been the, in order to coordinate a lot of the activities. I think it will not be to the benefit of the Delta to have, four or five agencies, groups going in different directions, and. I mean, that's the last thing that's needed. But again, of necessity, that's the way it is for the moment. But you've hit on something.
Senator Machado, the last word.
Thank you. I think one of the challenges that the Delta Protection Commission, when it was reorganized, transformed from being a state-dominated agency to a local government-dominated agency. So it has a very strong local government voice. And as such, it is very focused on in-Delta activities, as well as locally energized economic development. The relationship between the Conservancy and the Commission is evolving in large part because of the time spent in getting the economic sustainability plan done. That has been the primary focus of the Commission. Now we'll start looking at how we can look at implementation and working with others for resources that can affect what the Act has required.
Thank you, and we look forward to periodic updates on how that's going.
We'll welcome
Stay
that.
Tuned. Thank you all four groups of people that spoke today. Very informative. Thank you for allowing me to take up so much of your valuable time to provide this important update. Have a good rest of the day.